One of the fondest memories of my childhood was the 10-cent Saturday night movies. My mother would send me off to the movies to watch the cowboy show. What excitement! Occasionally in the story on the screen, one of the townspeople would be taken to Boot Hill. The people would gather while the parson opened the book and read, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." We didn't come to town on Sunday morning, so I didn't know much of anything about religion. But over the years, on Saturday night, I learned those words. Years later, when I became a Christian, at the age of 24, those words took on an exciting meaning in my life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, God leads you. Over and over again, the guidance of God is declared. For this God is our God forever and forever, and He will be our guide even until death. The question arises, how does God guide us? Often His people who are seeking guidance from Him go about it the wrong way. Why is this? One reason is that their idea of the ways and means of God's guidance is distorted. They look for some fantasy or supernatural sign. They overlook the guidance that is right at hand and lay themselves open to all sorts of delusions and false experience. Their basic mistake is to think of guidance as essentially inward prompting by the Holy Spirit apart from the written Word of God. This idea, which is as old as the false prophets of the Old Testament, is the seedbed from which all forms of fanaticism and folly can grow. The psalmist prayed, "I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me." We are strangers, but we are not wanderers, drifting aimlessly through life. Therefore, he prays, "I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid out before me." A stranger needs a map to guide him through life. So he took the Word of God and laid it out before him like a great map and used it as his guide. He had chosen to follow the way of truth. I recall a story I heard while I was in high school. It was a report that came out of North Africa concerning an American Army unit that had been captured by the Germans during the Second World War. They had gotten lost. Somehow, they had been cut off from communication with their headquarters and were wandering aimlessly around in the desert. The Germans had come along and gathered them up. Don't make that tragic mistake. One of the prime means of guidance for your life is daily fellowship with God as we speak to Him in prayer and He communicates His will for us and His love for us through His Word. The Lord is your shepherd. One of the prime responsibilities of the shepherd is to lead the sheep. The prophet said, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his arm and carry them in his bosom. He shall gently lead those that are with young." Recently, I heard a story of a mountain climber who hired a guide to take him up the face of a sheer rock. They were hundreds of feet in the air when the guide turned back, hooked himself into a rock with his rope, leaned over, and cupped his hand for the climber to step on. When the man hesitated, the guide smiled and said, "Sir, I haven't lost a man yet." So it is with the Lord. We can follow Him with absolute safety, certainty, and enjoyment. David said, "I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for He is on my right hand, that I should not be moved." May God bless you as you live in His presence.